A federal court action against human trafficking in the region.
Thousands of gallons of sewage pours into a Montgomery County stream after a pipe collapses. I'm Luke Lukert.
The FBI apparently getting real-time texts from an informant in the crowd during the Capitol riot. This is Kyle Cooper.
Why new names are needed for several military institutions in Virginia. It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. We are just hearing from Amtrak CEO following a train derailment in Montana this weekend. Bill Flynn says the company is in mourning while it's also cooperating with the investigation as to what happened. Three people were killed, seven others hospitalized. More from CBS News transportation correspondent Errol Barnett.
These trains along what's called the Empire Builder route there in rural Montana, they can move at 110 miles per hour. Some of them are double-decker. Some of them have very large observation windows as well. And so if that tips over, that may be one of the contributing factors. You know, people can be ejected through those windows.
Lines of mourners paid their respects for Gabby Petito, the 22-year-old whose death on a cross-country trip has sparked a manhunt for her fiancé. The service was open to anyone. WCBS's Steve Burns from Long Island, New York.
Mourners are wiping away tears as they file past photos of Gabby Petito, most showing her radiant smile.
I'm asking that you guys be inspired by the way she treated people. All people.
Her father, Joe.
Love knows no gender. Love knows no bounds. She didn't care. She genuinely loved people.
Some, like Aline Natal, drove hours to be here.
Well, I have three daughters of my own, and this really hit home.
Blue ribbons line the street outside the funeral home. Steve Burns for CBS News, Holbrook, New York.
On Face Nation, the question of boosters, when might those under the age of 65 be eligible? And if you had Moderna's first two doses, can you get Pfizer's as a third? Director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins.
We are right in the middle of those trials to see, can you mix and match any one of the three that have emergency use authorization? Can you start with one and boost with the others? We're going to know more about that just in the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks. Right now, we don't have the answer.
Republican Senator Tim Scott says the collapse of police reform legislation in Congress falls on Democrats.
We found common ground. We found common ground on military equipment. We found common ground on chokeholds. We found common ground on providing PTSD assistance and mental health and co-responders. We found common ground on a number of areas. Instead of moving forward on the areas where we were in agreement, they just simply walked away.
Not only is she the superintendent, but she's now also bus driver. A shortage in St. Francis, Minnesota of drivers has spurred Superintendent Beth Geese to take matters into her own hands.
We are just elated. I thought it was something kind of silly. You know, I was posing like a 16-year-old getting my license, and the effect was amazing. Our community said, let me help you.
This is CBS News.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 5:03, Sunday, September 26th, 2021. Clear skies tonight, 73 headed down to the 50s. Hello, I'm Dick Iuliano. Top local stories we're following this hour. A suspect has been shot and another one is on the run after police say there was an attempted carjacking in the Temple Hills neighborhood of Prince George's County.
Police Chief Malik Aziz says the call came in at 11:12 a.m. The responding officer saw two people in this parking lot on the 3100 block of Branch Avenue, one matching the description the caller gave. That suspect ran, and then the officer ran after the second suspect.
Responding officer confronted the suspect. The suspect had a weapon on his person. That engagement resulted in the involved responding officer discharging his weapon, striking the suspect in the lower body.
A source tells WTOP the suspect was shot in the back of the leg. He's in a hospital recovering. Police say the suspect's handgun was found on the scene. In Temple Hills, Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
The Fairfax-based Human Trafficking Institute, dedicated to combating human trafficking, is providing a look at the number of federal prosecutions of trafficking in our area. The researchers have found that in Maryland in 2020, there were 16 active cases of sex trafficking involving 21 defendants and one case of forced labor. In Virginia last year, the Institute counted 8 sex trafficking cases against 25 people and one case of forced labor, And the district's caseload in 2020 included 7 cases of sex trafficking with 12 defendants. If you live in Germantown, you may want to stay away from Seneca Creek for a while.
On Friday afternoon, a collapsed pipe near Dawson Farm Road poured untreated wastewater into the stream. WSSC Water says it was over 10,000 gallons. Crews worked to access the spot where the 30-inch pipe collapsed, but told our news partners at NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain was making it difficult. The cause of the break was not immediately known, but the terrain could be a factor. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused a similar overflow. WSSC says the drinking water in the area was not affected. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Baltimore officials say 2 sewer discharges released an unknown amount of sewage in residential neighborhoods. One in the Reisterstown area, northwest of downtown, at the stream known as Gwynn's Falls. The other in the Poplar Hill neighborhood, north of downtown, impacting the stream called Jones Falls. Officials urge people to avoid contact with the streams. A Maryland court has ordered a new trial for a man convicted of the 2018 killing of a teenage lacrosse player. The Baltimore Sun reports the appeals court ruled in favor of Sean Little, after it came to light that the judge in the case had undisclosed communications with a juror. Little is serving a 30-year sentence in the killing of 17-year-old Gray Glasgow, a Baltimore City College high school student. During the trial, the judge communicated with a juror who wanted to leave early to catch a train. Attorneys in the case say they were not made aware of that contact. Coming up, traffic and weather, and then the FBI's eyes and ears on the ground when former President Trump supporters storm the Capitol. It's 5:06.
Hi, I'm Robin Fletcher, sales manager at Buckingham's Choice. With housing prices higher than ever and great new discounts, it's the perfect time to discover our active, resort-like lifestyle. An Axe Retirement Life community in Adamstown, Maryland, we offer worry-free living in beautiful cottage homes and apartments with wonderful outdoor amenities. Discover how Buckingham's Choice is one of the smartest moves you'll ever make. Visit AboutAxe.com. Discover today.
If you've tried antidepressants and talk therapy but continue to feel depressed, you should know it doesn't have to be that way. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth specializes in treating the toughest cases of depression with TMS therapy. TMS is a safe and effective FDA-cleared non-drug, non-invasive therapy. If medications and talk therapy haven't fully resolved your symptoms of depression, schedule a free consultation today with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth. Visit GreenbrookTMS.com. That's GreenbrookTMS.com. We are here to help.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping.